Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the impact of head injuries on law enforcement.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including Business Administration, Human Services Administration, and Nonprofit Management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Growing awareness around the impact of concussions has led to better protection for athletes and those in the military. Football players are benched until they are symptom-free, and the Department of Defense instituted day-long recovery periods after head injuries. But law enforcement hasn't received the same attention. A recent study from Ohio State University hopes to shed light on the frequency of head injuries within police departments and the impact that they can have on officers' overall health. Jacqueline Cassis led the research. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time today. So, in your study, you surveyed more than 300 police officers in Ohio on their experience with head injuries. What did you find?
Among the law enforcement officers that we surveyed, 74% reported a history of one or more lifetime head injuries, and 30% sustained one or more head injuries while on the job. But only about one in four of the head injuries across their lifetime, not specific to those work-related ones, were diagnosed or treated by a healthcare provider. Those with a history of one or more prior head injuries reported higher PTSD and depressive symptoms. Which is similar to what you see in former athletes.
Mm-hmm. I also spoke with Josh Walters. He's a deputy in the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. And he said that officers' jobs are very physical and it can lead to head injuries from falls, car accidents, being hit. But then many officers still report to work the next day. Here's what he said.
We don't want an officer that has a concussion having to make instant decisions in less than a half second that can be life or death for somebody, when their brain is acting slower and more foggy.
Beyond officers' health and well-being, how do head injuries impact the communities that they serve?
Absolutely. I mean, law enforcement officers' jobs are very demanding. They're out there to protect and serve our community. And so really, we want everyone to be kind of on their A game at work, but especially our law enforcement officers.
And I imagine it's pretty difficult to pull away from day-to-day activities to get care.
Yeah, oftentimes they're in critical situations. Adrenaline might be running high. They might not even recognize the signs or symptoms of their injury themselves. And so really it's about removing them from duty as soon as is safely possible, and then getting them the appropriate access to treatment. A lot of times our youth athletes, our high school athletes, our collegiate athletes have athletic trainers on the sideline. And oftentimes our law enforcement officers are left to kind of decide if their injury is severe enough to report to the emergency department.
What can police departments do to better protect their officers?
The ideal scenario would be having on-site access to healthcare providers. With the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, we've partnered with them so that we have athletic trainers there a couple days a week. That might be kind of the idealized scenario, best case, if you will. But I think at least identifying the care pathway so that if someone gets injured, they know what resources are available to them, they know how to access those resources, and they know that there will be follow-up beyond, say, discharge from the emergency department.
Jacqueline Cassis is an assistant professor of health and rehabilitation sciences and a member of Ohio State University's Chronic Brain Injury Program. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.